Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, April 1st, 2025 hybrid in-person and virtual meeting of the San Francisco Entertainment Commission. My name is Laura Thomas and I'm Commission Chair for the meeting tonight. We will start with announcements.
We would like to start the meeting with a land acknowledgement. We, the San Francisco Entertainment Commission, acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land, in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in the traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of Ramaytush community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. This meeting is being held in hybrid format with the meeting occurring in person in City Hall Room 416, broadcast live on SFGov TV, and available to view on Zoom or listen to by calling 1-669-900-6833 using meeting ID 84026805682. We welcome the public's participation during public comment periods. There will be an opportunity for general public comment at the beginning of the meeting, and there will be an opportunity to comment on each discussion or action item on the agenda. Each comment is limited to 3 minutes. For those attending remotely, the Commission will hear up to 20 minutes of remote public comment total for each agenda item. Because of the 20-minute time limit, it is possible that not every person in the queue will have an opportunity to provide remote public comment. Remote public comment from people who have received an accommodation due to disability will not count towards the 20-minute limit. Public comment will be taken both in person and remotely by video or call-in. For each item, the Commission will take public comment first from people attending the meeting in person and then from people attending the meeting remotely. For those attending in person, please fill out a speaker card located at the side table or podium. Come up to the podium during public comment, state your name, any affiliations, and then your comment. You will have 3 minutes. Once finished, please hand your speaker card to the Commission staff behind the podium. If using Zoom platform to speak, select the raise hand option when it's time for public comment. If calling by phone, dial *9 to be added to the speaker line when your item of interest comes up. When you're asked to speak, you unmute yourself by hitting *6. Please call from a quiet location, speak clearly and slowly, and turn down your television or radio. If you're also viewing the meeting on SFGov TV, be sure to mute it before speaking during public comment. Alternatively, while we recommend that you use Zoom audio or a telephone for public comment, you may submit a written public comment through the chat function on Zoom. Please note the commissioners and staff are not allowed to respond to comments or questions during public comment. Thank you to SFGov TV and Media Services for sharing this meeting with the public.
Thank you. Commission Secretary Lang, let's do the roll call.
Commissioner Thomas?
Here.
Commissioner Perez?
Here.
Commissioner Poggio?
Here.
Commissioner Schlander?
Here.
Commissioners Blyman, Wong, and Davis are excused.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is agenda item number 2, general public comment. Are there any public comments for items not listed on the agenda?
No public comment.
Public comment is closed. The next item on the agenda is item number 3, approval of the minutes for the March 18th, 2025 commission meeting.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Are there any public comments on the minutes? Seeing none, public comment is now closed. Can we please have a vote?
Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
The meeting minutes have been approved. The next item on the agenda is agenda item number 4, report from the acting executive director.
Good evening, Commissioner Thomas. Hi, commissioners. Just a really quick acting director's report, which is to plug our summit again. So just a reminder that we are meeting for our 15th annual Entertainment Commission Nightlife Summit. It'll be on Monday, May 12th at City Hall. 49 South Van Ness. We are in City Hall tonight. It will be at 49 South Van Ness in the conference rooms. And we'll be sending out a more detailed agenda as we have it. And that's all for the acting director's report.
Great. We're good? Do we have questions?
Can you remind the date of the summit?
Oh, yes, Monday, May 12th.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any other comments or questions from commissioners? Nope. All right. Is there any public comment on the report from the acting executive director? All right. Seeing none, public comment is now closed. And the next item on the agenda is agenda item number 5, report from the deputy director. It looks a lot like the acting executive director.
Doing a lot of talking tonight. All right. So for the enforcement report tonight, we have received 41311 complaints since our last commission hearing on March 4th. And I have a few updates for you. The first is about Reverb, which is located at 2801 Leavenworth Street, and who up until last Monday was holding a conditional grant POE and EHP permit with our office. So before Reverb was officially permitted, Inspector Adams responded to two sound complaints on March 16th at 1:30 a.m. He parked across the street, and upon arrival, he could hear bass emanating from the building while the doors were closed. Inside, he observed a DJ performing, and additionally, management was unsure of their approved sound limit. So even though Inspector Zavrina had gone through this and educated management on monitoring techniques before the permit was issued, it was apparent that during Inspector Adams' visit, the sound levels were not actively being monitored, as the sound measurement showed them to be operating about 7 decibels above their approved DBC limit. So as such, Reverb was issued a notice of violation on March 19th for operating without a permit. But I did want to clarify that now they do hold, they final those last DBI inspections. So they do have their POE and EHP permits, and they had entertainment over the weekend, and we did not receive any complaints. So I would say that is a win. The next update is about Lion's Den, located at 57 Wentworth Street. They hold a POE permit with our office, and we received a sound complaint about Lion's Den on March 9th, and Inspector Adams responded during his next shift on March 16th at 1 a.m. Upon arrival, he observed tables and chairs on the sidewalk with the doors open to the business, and inside he observed a DJ performing. He spoke with the manager, who took Inspector Adams to the sound engineer, and unfortunately the sound engineer was quite unprofessional and rude towards Inspector Adams. He questioned his knowledge of approved sound limits and insisted that the measurement be taken from outside rather than the indoor spot check location, as reflected on their POE permit. Inspector Adams proceeded to take measurements by the soundboard, which is their designated spot check location, and he found the sound levels to be a bit above their approved sound limit. He was able to bring the volume down into compliance and reminded the manager that staff need to be on site to ensure permit conditions are being followed, including keeping the door closed during entertainment and monitoring the entertainment volume from the correct measurement location. The manager acknowledged and apologized for the sound engineer's behavior, but we did issue them a notice of violation on March 19th for exceeding allowable sound limits, having the door open during entertainment, and not having someone on site familiar with permit conditions. And I also wanted to mention that I have since spoken with Stephen Lee, who operates the Lion's Den. He acknowledged all of these issues, and he held a staff meeting right away to correct the behavior. The last update is about the Blue Light, located at 1979 Union Street, who holds an LLP with our office. Initially, Inspector Adams responded to a 311 complaint submitted about a business across the street called Union Street Ale House. But after conducting an inspection and learning that the business does not host entertainment, he heard sound coming from the Blue Light across the street. So he visited them at 12:25 a.m. on March 22nd. And upon arrival, the front door was open and they had a DJ performing inside. Sound measurements showed compliance with their approved limits, but they were hosting entertainment after 11 p.m., which is outside of their approved LLP permit conditions. And with speaking with the management and the owner, they all seemed to be unaware that the music needs to stop at 11 p.m. They also didn't know the doors needed to be closed or even what time it was when he was on site. So Inspector Adams, he reminded them of all of these things, and they agreed to close the door but didn't do so while he was on site. They also said they'd stop the DJ, though the DJ was still performing when he left. So we did issue a notice of violation for them operating entertainment after their approved time with the doors open. And I did hear back from the owner, Johnny Matheny, who holds permits with our office and definitely knows the rules, that he would take this up with his staff, even though he was on site that night. So that is where we left that. Let me know if you have any questions.
there any questions from commissioners or comments? All right. Are there any public comments on the report from the deputy director?
So we have one hand raised on Zoom. Is there anyone in the room here that wants to? Okay. We have Misha with her hand raised on Zoom. Misha, if this is about comment on the deputy director's report, you have 3 minutes. And so Misha, please unmute yourself. Misha, can you hear us?
Hello, please.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi. Yeah, hi. I have been trying for 20 minutes. Yeah, your entire meeting is muted on the attendee side. Oh. I haven't been able to hear your meeting for the last 20 minutes. You have no contact information on your website for urgent matters like this. And you had the chat disabled, and your employee, someone came on 20 minutes ago, asked me if I had a question, and then disappeared. Your chat's disabled, and I'm muted, okay. So I had no way to... I'm sorry, too. I've been stuck in a real loop of hell for the last 20 minutes trying to do tech support for your meeting.
Okay. Do you have anything else about the item, or do you...
I have a procedural question. I'm not even sure what item you're on, because I haven't been able to hear up till now. I do have... something that I am here to say about a specific item. Could you just tell me where we're at, please?
Yes, we are at agenda item 5 in the agenda, report from deputy director.
Terrific.
Which is the item that you would like?
I have a procedural question, which is just how do I get in queue to comment on an item that is, I'm here about a permit, I had to look at my paperwork.
Sure, yeah, which permit are you inquiring about? And I'll tell you know.
The Felix, I just want to get in line to comment on the Felix. They're also under the...
Which one is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so we're not there
Bodega
yet.
Asset?
Yeah, we're not there yet, but when you raised your hand just like you did now, that's the same thing you would do when we go to that item, and we're going to try to troubleshoot the issues that
we'll
are happening.
We'll try to troubleshoot that. Sorry
Thank
about
you for
that
letting
inconvenience
us.
There.
Hey, thanks so much, and I appreciate... you working on it now that you know. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know.
Thank you, staff.
What's going on with that?
Is it an SFGov TV issue or a... In terms of ongoing public access, I want to make sure the public can actually hear this.
Do you want to take a little recess? While we...
Yes. How long do you think? 5 minutes?
I don't know. 5 minutes?
Okay. We're going to take a 5-minute recess to resolve tech issues to ensure that the public not in this room can hear our proceedings.
We'll convene at...
SFGov TV, San Francisco Government Television. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment on the report from the Deputy Director?
No hands raised right now.
All right. And just to let people on Zoom know, the chat is not working, but it sounds like people are able to hear us, so we can continue the meeting.
Great. Thank you, staff and media services. So with that, public comment is on item number 5 is closed. The next item on the agenda is agenda item number 6, hearing and possible action regarding applications for permits under the jurisdiction of the Entertainment Commission. Deputy Director Acevedo, would you introduce the permit applications on the consent agenda?
Yes, thank you so much. So we just have one permit item on the consent agenda tonight. It's for an FPass Jam to Bam permit application for the Irish Bank located over at 10 Mark Lane. They're seeking the FPass permit to continue hosting outdoor amplified sound. There was no opposition for this permit application. They did outreach, and SFPD Central Station had no added conditions. So the staff recommendation is to approve the permit application with the staff recommendations.
Great. Are there any public comments on the permit applications on the consent agenda?
No public comment.
Public comment is now closed. Do we have a motion to approve?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
A second.
All right. Could we have a vote, please?
Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
All right. Your permit application is conditionally granted. Please follow up with our staff for next steps. Congratulations. And then could we have the first permit application on the regular agenda?
Yes, that will be me. So the first permit on the regular agenda is a one-time outdoor event permit with extended duration for the Golden Gate 5K run on Sunday, April 6, 2025. The event is presented by Kaiser Permanente in partnership with the Chase Center and produced by Mascot Sports, Inc. So on that day, amplification will start from 7:50 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And they will have speakers with Amplify Sound only located at the start and finish line of the race located at Terrier Francois Boulevard between Warriors Way and Mariposa, closest to the 16th Street intersection. The activation will feature announcements for the race as well as ambient music and sound. This is an amplified sound only permit, so in their conditions, they will have the standard of outdoor amplified sound needing to be controlled so it does not exceed ambient levels at a distance of 50 feet measured from the property plane. The speakers will also be pointed facing the water. So in your folder, you will find the permit application, the neighborhood outreach letter and map, the approved SFMTA street closure permit, and the approved SF port license to use property for the event. SFPD Southern Station had no additional recommendations, and neighborhood outreach was delivered to all businesses and residents within a 250-feet radius of the event. The Chase Center also notified their internal stakeholders and their neighborhood contact list, which includes several neighborhood associations. Staff are recommending approval with the conditions listed in your memo, and here to speak with you tonight on Zoom is the Vice President of Mascot Sports, Fletcher Beggs.
All right, I'm bringing Fletcher in right now. Hey, Fletcher.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Great. Good evening, commissioners and staff. I'm Fletcher Beggs. I'm Vice President of Mascot Sports and the race director for the Golden State 5K. Thank you for the opportunity to present today. I'm going to attempt to share a visual aid. Just let me know if that comes up.
Yes.
Great. Thank you, May, for the introduction. You've covered most of my presentation, so I'll try to make it snappy. Our inaugural Golden State 5K is coming up on Sunday, April 6th. Mascot Sports is producing it on behalf of and in partnership with the Golden State Warriors. Kaiser Permanente is the presenting sponsor. The event is sold out and will have 2,000 participants. Our race will start and finish outside the Chase Center at Terry Francois Boulevard, running along Terry Francois and Illinois streets. in Bayfront Park and in Crane Cove Park. We'll run two loops of the course to make a 5-kilometer race. The race begins at 9 a.m., but runners will begin lining up at 8 a.m. in our start line chute, at which time we'll have light announcements and background music, ramping up into full programming at about 8:30 a.m. Shortly after 9 a.m., when all the runners have started the race, our announcers will switch to our finish line across 16th Street on Terry Francois. They'll call in runners from the first finisher at about 9:15 until about 10:15, when the race course will close. Once they cross the finish line, our finish line chute extends onto the Chase Center's East Plaza, where runners will get their medal, hydration, and a light snack. And then they can continue up the 16th Street ramp into Thrive City for a post-race wellness festival. There is live entertainment within Thrive City after the race, but that entire activation is overseen by the Chase Center and under their annual place of entertainment permit. Our one-time event application is strictly for start and finish line sound on Terry Francois. You can see here the sound speaker banks are outlined in yellow for their placement on Terry Francois on either side of 16th Street. We'll have 8 2,000-watt powered speakers total across both our start and finish line. My application specified 6. 8 is a revised and final count requested. All speakers will be placed on the west side of the street facing east towards the open water. There's no amplified music or cheer stations along the race course. As May mentioned, we've performed extensive area notification in preparation of the event through mixed media channels, including list and directed emails, social media, printed letters delivered by hand, and phone calls. That's all I have prepared for the presentation. I thank you all for your time and consideration. Are there any questions?
Commissioners, any questions? Yes, Commissioner Perez.
Hello, Fletch. Thank you for your presentation. I have a couple of questions. Just want to clarify what you said. Did you say there's going to be no entertainment along the race course, just amplified voice?
We'll have announcers, a special guest speaker, and pre-recorded music at the start line and the finish line. The race course is a 5K along the waterfront, and there's no, sometimes races will have like cheer stations with amplified sound. There's no additional activations. Our only sound, amplified sound is on Terry Francois at the start and finish lines.
Okay, very good. And did you get to do your community outreach, and what was the response from the community?
Our activation location is fairly sleepy on a Sunday morning. We have the Chase Center itself, two office buildings, and a restaurant that's open. The only real impact will be to the restaurant, but they acknowledged and they understand, you know, the Warriors and the Chase Center's interest in activating their space for an athletic event. And so they've been fairly receptive. Overall neighborhood notification through neighborhood associations and the Warriors email lists and just general proximity has been understanding. We let them know road impacts, suggested travel to avoid the road closures. Mostly they said thank you and they passed it along.
Okay, and just in case people have concerns or noise issues, what's the number that they can call you? Is that readily available?
I don't have it in front of me. I included it in the application, and in the letter, it is my Google Voice phone number.
Can it be
so
posted on your
to my cell phone?
Can it be posted on your website or Facebook page or something like that?
Yes, we did include it in our digital postcard, which I believe you may have in our packet. But I will request it be added to the website.
And make it be clear that it's a hotline that people can call.
There is also a neighborhood hotline through the Chase Center. And so that is their longstanding neighborhood hotline. They will be triaging phone calls and directing them to the different activations depending.
Okay. And somebody will be monitoring that phone all day during your event?
Yes. So the Google Voice phone number comes directly to my cell phone. The neighborhood hotline is managed by a dispatch center within the Chase Center. And we have a communications plan in place where they can direct messages appropriately to the different teams on site that day.
Okay. Thank you, Fletcher.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments from commissioners? All right. Are there any public comments on the permit application?
No hands raised.
No public comment.
All right. Public comment is now closed. Can we have a motion to approve the permit?
I'd like to make a motion to approve this permit.
Second.
All right. And a vote.
Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
All right, your permit application is conditionally granted. Please follow up with Commission Secretary Lang for next steps. And congratulations.
Will do. Thank you so much.
All right. Project and Communications Manager Rice, would you introduce the next permit?
Okay. Good evening, commissioners. The next permit on the regular agenda is a one-time outdoor event permit with extended duration for Outer Sunset Farmers Market and Mercantile, located at 37th Avenue between Ortega and Quintara Street, covering a two-block area. The market will take place every Sunday from April 6th of this year through March 29th, 2026. The hours are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. each Sunday. This is a year-round farmers market that features locally sourced produce, food, artists, makers, children's activities, and community organizations, as well as live entertainment. The entertainment component consists of live music from local bands, as well as dance acts, and they will take place at two performance areas, one on each block. You will see in your folder their permit application, their neighborhood outreach letter, and their outreach map. The applicant conducted neighborhood outreach, and we did not receive any opposition from neighbors for this permit. SFPD Terraval Station did not respond with any recommendations within the response window, so we assume they have no concerns with this permit. Staff are recommending approval with the good neighbor policy and the conditions you see listed in the memo. Here to speak with you this evening is Angie Pettit from Outer Sunset Farmers Market and Mercantile. All right, Angie, I'm bringing you in right now as a panelist. So when you come in, please unmute yourself and we'll be able to see you as well. Try that again. Okay. There she is. All right, Angie, if you can hear us, please unmute yourself.
Yay, I did it. Thank you. Hi, I'm Angie Pettit. I'm the founder and CEO of Sunset Mercantile, and we started the Outer Sunset Farmers Market back in 2020, and we are wanting to continue the community celebration out in the Outer Sunset. We've been doing this for 4 years now, and any little complaint that we get from the neighbors, we always tend to it. So I don't know if you have any questions, but hopefully this, yeah, just let me know if you have any questions.
Commissioners, any questions or comments? No, we have no questions for you. Thank you. Are there any public comments on this permit application?
There's none.
None. No comments.
No public comment. Public comment is now closed. Do we have a motion to approve the permit?
I'd like to make a motion to approve with staff recommendations.
I second.
Excellent. Could we have a vote, please?
Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
Congratulations, your permit application is conditionally granted. Please follow up with Project and Communications Manager Rice for next steps.
Awesome, thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Deputy Director Acevedo, you have our next one.
All right, great. The next permit on our regular agenda is for an LLP permit for Otherwise Brewing Company located at 1402 Grant Avenue. Otherwise Brewing is the city's first gluten-free beer tap room. They are seeking the LLP permit, namely so they can host outdoor entertainment and amplified sound in their parklet, but may also host occasional indoor entertainment as well. You'll see in the staff recommendation below that I've included a 10 p.m. end time for indoor entertainment based on their zoning district. Their requested hours of outdoor entertainment and amplified sound are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., not to exceed 6 hours per day total, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., not to exceed 8 hours per day total. Of note, the business has already held multiple successful one-time events in their parklet, including one last month with live bands that didn't receive any sound complaints. The owner conducted extensive neighborhood outreach, and in your file tonight, you'll see 9 letters of support from nearby residential and commercial neighbors, including a letter from a resident who lives above the business. We also received 4 letters of opposition from the owner and employees of their adjacent commercial neighbor, which is a jewelry store, and is opposing their permit outright. They submitted 2 photos for your reference, and all of that information is included in your file. I did reply to the owner of the jewelry store, but I never heard back, so there wasn't any further engagement at that point. SFPD Central Station included their standard calendaring condition, and here to speak with you tonight is the owner, Stellar Cassidy.
Hello. Dear Entertainment Commission of the City and County of San Francisco, my name is Stellar Cassidy. I'm the co-founder and chief operations officer of Otherwise Brewing, SF's first and only gluten-free craft brewery. I have lived and worked in the North Beach neighborhood for 17 years, where our brick-and-mortar tap room is located, our grand opening being almost exactly 1 year ago today. I am here today requesting approval for our LLP, of which we plan to use primarily for performers in our outdoor parklet. Under the previous ownership, doing business as the Church Key, where I acted as general manager from 2012 to 2023, we hosted several successful performances and events under the approved permits with North Beach First Fridays, the North Beach Festival, Summer of Music, and others. My wish is to attain our own LLP through the necessary and compliant channels so that we can continue to host artists in our parklet on a more regular basis and under the new ownership. I am grateful to have such strong community support from neighbors, both commercial and residential. This was reinforced to me when I hand-delivered the outreach letters to my commercial neighbors, and many verbalized their support and encouragement. The Entertainment Commission also received several letters of support from nearby residential neighbors, as well as from organizers, collaborators, and artists we have worked with in the past and wish to continue working with in the future, given our LLP's approval. As a poet and musician myself, as well as a North Beach resident for almost 2 decades, I am honored to own a business in a vibrant neighborhood with such a historically rich culture rooted in the arts. My intention is to uplift the arts community by providing a venue for them to be supported, while also creating a welcoming, inclusive, and inspiring atmosphere for neighbors and visitors alike. I look forward to the opportunity to contribute to what makes North Beach so unique and special, and I hope to have your support in this next step. Thank you for the time and for the opportunity.
You want to show your photos?
Oh, yes. I do have visual aid here.
Great.
So here are just a couple photos to kind of give you a sense of the vibe. This is from our front door looking in. It's a really intimate tap room for the times that we will be hosting entertainment indoors. As you can see, the space is very small. But if you look to the left side at the base of the stairs there, that table folds downward, and we can have like a solo artist or a DJ in that spot. So that's where the indoor would be. And then this photo is from an SF Chronicle article back during the pandemic era. So this was under the former ownership when the parklet was not yet compliant with shared spaces. But it gives you a sense of just kind of like the mood and the feel when there's a band out there. There's, you know, families hanging out, and it just kind of like shows the vibe. And then this is current. This is now that we redid our parklet, and it is now compliant with the city and shared spaces. So the band would be on the right nook there where the benches are. That's the public area, and that's where we plan to put our performers. This is the same but different, just a different angle so you can see the other side of the parklet. And then this was a band called Sass and Harmony that performed with us during our summer music program that we did with Noise Pop last fall. They were awesome, and we hope that we can book them again sometime. And that's all for me. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from commissioners? Al.
Commissioner. Hello. Is it your name Stellar?
Yeah.
I love that name.
Oh, thank you.
So first of all, thank you and congratulations on taking on such an undertaking and stepping up to the plate to bring gluten-free brewery to the world.
Thank you.
And music and joy to your neighborhood. Quick question, did you get a chance to talk to your neighbors next door who was kind of like complaining about or against this permit?
I haven't spoken to them directly. I did drop off the letter. It was not during their business hours. I was doing it in the evening because that's when it worked out for my schedule. But we've had conversations in the past, not since I've really been owner. There hasn't really been a need. We've been able to get our permit for our one-time events. We have not yet spoken directly about this particular permit.
Have you had any interactions with them at all throughout the time that you've been working?
Yeah, there was an issue when the parklet was getting remodeled. I was stringing lights around the parklet, and there was a liability issue. It was going to be in front of her business, and she didn't want the lights there, so I obliged and moved the lights so that it wasn't on the pole that's adjacent to her front door. But it wasn't regarding sound. It was just regarding lights.
Okay. All right. And there has not been any other...
That's been it. I don't see her that often.
All right. Okay. So she has not complained before about any other sound issues that you've had?
If she did, it was during the time where I was the general manager of the business and not the owner, so they didn't come through me.
Okay. Right. Just in case in the future there's any concerns for music and sound, what's the best way to communicate that to you and your team?
Conveniently, I do live right upstairs from the tap room, so I am like very easily available for anyone if they want to talk to me. I have like deep connections in the neighborhood. I'm around all the time. People can find me very easily. My phone number is also on our front door under our hours for deliveries, but it's easy to see and people can reach me by that number. The tap room does have a landline, so if you go on Google, Facebook, any of those platforms, you'll find a number where you can reach me very easily as well.
And someone that can answer that phone in real time throughout the day?
During business hours, yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Any other?
Yep. I would just say just continue my advisement. We just continue to work with the business. You know, as our commission president, who's not here today, Ben Blyman, always says, you know, you have the onus as the permit holder to be cooperative with the business next door. And it sounds like you're doing that. You're trying to do that. So I would just say keep that up. You know, keep like Commissioner Perez was saying, keep the line of communication open with the residents and the neighbors around. That way, in case there are any issues, it can be handled at the lowest level.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm happy to do that and comply with my neighbors. And I think also having the decibel numbers are going to help keep everyone happy, having something concrete. So working with Andrew to finalize that.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions or comments? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any public comments on this permit application? Sure, if folks want to come up to the microphone, there are at least two people in the audience. And if you filled out a speaker card, to give that to the commission secretary.
Not filled it out yet.
Okay.
We're here on behalf of Moshka Jewelry. I'm the manager. She's one of the jewelers. We have, in the past, had to complain more than a few times about the live music next door. Stellar has not been there any of the times that we have complained, which has been a bit of a back and forth. Moshka's not there very often, so it usually ends up on me talking to one of the bartenders or to the musicians themselves. The music has been a little bit detrimental to our business on multiple occasions, especially on like the North Beach festivals or the new night market thing. It gets to a point where we can't speak to the people even just a foot in front of us. And we have asked them to move the amps so that they're not facing our direction. And that has helped a little bit, but it's still like because we share a wall and most of our store is glass, all of the noise just ends up in our building. And as a jewelry store, it's not the most conducive environment. And people end up complaining and leaving a lot more than we would like, frankly. We love the idea of having live music next door. We're not saying that that can't be a thing. It's just that during our store hours, it has been significantly a problem before.
You know, the whole building shakes when the music is on, and we've had to.
If you're gonna, could you speak into the microphone, please?
Yeah, the whole building shakes when the music is loud, and even in the back, like I'm in a brick enclosure talking to other jewelers. Like you really can't even speak to somebody in front of you with the music because it's so amplified in our business.
All right, thank you, commissioners. Let's see, did we have any public comment online?
Is it public? No.
Oh, public comment? Yes. Yes, if there's other public comment in the room. I'm sorry, if you're giving public comment, can you come up and speak into the microphone? Either microphone, yes, and please state your name.
So, living in San Francisco for 25 years, I truly believe in music and entertainment. We all know, if you pay attention, what has gone down. Slims, you know, like all these venues. It's sad. It's really sad, actually. I've been here since 1998, actually, across from the Great American Music Hall. And, you know, being a musician myself and a photographer and in the restaurant bar industry, but I'm also human resources. So I know about hiring people and nonprofits like KQED, San Francisco Opera, the list goes on. One of the things that I know that draws people, and I own property here too, and in Oakland, so we need to respect the sound, as they were saying. I do understand. I do get that. I think they can work together. I don't know if you like the genre of music, though. So it is just working together and building our communities. So I hope that everybody loves each other, and that's it. That's pretty much it. So I hope that you, in your positions, understand how important that is, culturally speaking.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment in the room? All right. Do we have any public comment online?
There is none.
Okay. With that, public comment is closed. Commissioners, any other thoughts, comments, motions?
For the business, what was their hours of operation? Do we have that information for the jewelry store?
Yes, it's in one of the letters.
Sorry. Should have looked at that.
I think they close at 6 and at 7.
And then the permit time is?
The indoor entertainment is until 10 p.m. And the outdoor amplified sound and entertainment request is Monday. Please hold. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., not to exceed 6 hours per day. And Saturday to Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., not to exceed 8 hours per day.
They close at 7 Monday to Saturday and then 6 on Sundays.
And our sound inspector will be able to do a test and set that appropriate decibel level so that it's not overly obstructive to neighbors, correct, right?
That's correct. So Inspector Zavrina has already been out to set the internal sound limit, which we know doesn't really sound like that's the issue. Regarding the outdoor sound, he did educate on amplified sound not to exceed 100 feet up Grant Avenue, so away from the jewelry store in the opposite direction. And then the sound limit for entertainment will be set when they actually have entertainment, because they don't have the equipment set up unless they have an event. So we will be going in real time to set an outdoor sound limit. Okay. All in accordance with police code. Yes.
All right. But it sounds like maybe the sound, the way that the sound is echoing in the neighboring business is a bit different than what it sounds like outside. Seems to be part of the problem too.
Which the
police code doesn't address that.
They will have three sound limits, right? Indoor entertainment, outdoor entertainment, and outdoor amplified sound. And on your permit, staff recommendations for this evening, the only thing that's reflected is the internal sound limit and the outdoor amplified sound condition. We're waiting on outdoor entertainment sound limit to be set, which they're not doing right now because they don't have a permit. Yeah.
Got it.
I just also want to state too, just, you know, without going to dialogue back and, you know, back and forth, but just, you know, if there are complaints, you know, 311, and we do have sound inspectors that come out in real time. And also, if a license is issued tonight conditionally, it puts that business into the purview of the Entertainment Commission, where we can take follow-up steps and ramifications if necessary.
And also, just want to comment on for the business owners, Stella. Hopefully, this will be an opportunity for you to reach out to your neighbor. They're right here. Hopefully, this could be a win-win, that they'll bring your place of business and entertainment will bring foot traffic to the neighborhood, which will be, hopefully, they'll want to shop the next door. So hopefully, you guys can come to a compromise.
Yeah, I think, you know, trying to be mindful about sound, particularly before 7 Monday through Saturday and before 6 on Sundays when the neighboring business is open, and figure out if there are ways to mitigate the impact on your neighbor on those hours. The advantage of having a business next door and not residents is that usually when it's residents, they're more concerned about the sound later in the evening. You have a business that's more concerned about sound earlier in the day when you probably have fewer folks there for the entertainment. So I would encourage you to figure out how to work with your neighbors and mitigate the impact of the sound on them. We don't want to have folks back here again with additional sound complaints and so on. But also, the sound limit is going to be set at a later time. Any other discussion? Is there a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve with staff recommendations.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Could we have a vote, please?
Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
All right. Congratulations. Your permit application is conditionally granted. Please follow up with Deputy Director Acevedo for next steps. And thank you, everyone. Deputy Director Acevedo, you have our next permit application.
The next permit on our regular agenda is for a place of entertainment change in ownership for Goman Izikaya Karaoke Bar and Lounge, located at 3129 and 3141 Clement Street, which was previously known as Akiba Karaoke and held a POE permit. The new ownership team plans to continue operating the business as a restaurant and bar with karaoke, both in private rooms and in the main bar area. They also have a separate dining area where they may feature other entertainment such as live bands and DJs. The owner conducted thorough neighborhood outreach, and we did hear from one neighbor who lives in the rear of the business and was greatly impacted by the previous owner's operations, which we learned were often after 2 a.m., even though they did not hold an EHP permit. As such, the new ownership team has been working closely with this neighbor and even included them in our sound testing that senior inspectors of Rena conducted from the neighbor's backyard to ensure there was no major sound bleed from the business. Their sound limits from the tests are all reflected in the staff recommendations below. Additionally, you'll find 64 letters of support for the application, which came from friends and supporters of John Tam, who is one of the owners. SFPD Richmond Station had no added conditions, and here to speak with you tonight is owner John Tam, represented by Stefano Casalato.
Good evening, commissioners. I have the privilege of having two wonderful people to my left, Kelly and Lily, who really work hard and they're really good with food. Maybe you heard of Goman on Irving Street. That's their place. And I've got John Tam, who I've known for many years, who the reason why you have that many support letters is because he is volunteered a lot of his time for community and nonprofits, and people wanted to show their appreciation for that over decades and stuff. So what transpired is they wanted to take on the space. It's about 5,000 square foot when you connect both 3129 and 3141 Clement. This was conditionally approved in May of 2021. Now, there is a patio, but the patio is only for eating, you know, and beverage, food and beverage, and there's no entertainment going in the patio and stuff. So the entertainment will be inside the venue. We did send out letters via email, both the Good Neighbor Policy and the letter, to the people within the 150-foot radius, and we paid a service to do the labels for us so that we knew that we would get everybody there that was in that space. John worked tirelessly, so he basically also canvassed the block and engaged with neighbors and passed out the letter and both the Good Neighbor Policy to them. We did meet one of the neighbors who had concerns with the prior operation, and John worked with that neighbor, continuous emails, conversations. We came to a really good understanding. I think it was a lot of it was respect. I think the prior the neighbor wasn't getting the attention he needed from the prior ownership. And John and Lily and Kelly feel, hey, we're going to be neighbors. We might as well be friends. So we are starting this off on the right foot. And then, you know, today there's really no grounds to not give the permit. But at the end of the day, will work so that we don't offend the neighbor because we want to keep the permit and stuff. John, you want to say a few things?
Yeah, hi, how you doing? My name's John Tam, and, you know, I don't know anything about the restaurant business, but my partners do. You know, they own two very successful restaurants, and one is over in the Sunset. Is called Goldman Sushi. They've owned it since 2016, and they also have another one in downtown Redwood City. So I'm very fortunate, you know, that they asked me to join them and buy this business together, because I've always been a karaoke host and a karaoke DJ, and I've done a lot of karaoke gigs all over the city. And also in the East Bay, so I got a little bit of a following, you know. So we do American-style karaoke, which basically is, you know, we get the crowd going and we sing, and then if people don't sing, I get to sing, right? So, that's not my day job, though. I'm a mortgage broker, so I've been a mortgage broker, the boring day job, you know, for 30 years. And I'm an old guy. I'm going to be 60 in October, so, you know, these are young ladies, and they work very hard. And they know how to run a restaurant. So what we plan to do with the space is that they are going to run a Japanese izakaya type restaurant with the full bar, and then next door we have 8 private karaoke rooms, and you know, if customers want to come in and enjoy a meal, and they want they want to do it in private. You know, they get to use the karaoke rooms for free, and they actually get to, you know, sing in those karaoke rooms if they want to, right? So that's what we plan to do with those 8 rooms. Now, on the other side, I plan to do my live karaoke show a couple of nights a week, like I've been doing at these different venues in the city. I do it at Red's. I did it at Lion's Den before. Did it at Kip's over at UC Berkeley for many, many years. That's a college bar over in Berkeley. So a lot of kids that graduated from UC Berkeley, they remember me as the karaoke host there on Wednesdays and Sundays. So, that's all I got. I mean, should I talk about the neighbor? I talked to Todd. You know, he told me basically that, the previous owners, I guess, I don't know them, but, I guess they were like bad actors. They were doing a lot of things that they weren't supposed to. And I assured him that, first and foremost, you know, we want to make sure that, we don't make any trouble in the neighborhood because, you know, we're all there to share the neighborhood. And, I told him I'd work with him. We'll put soundproofing in and do whatever it takes to make sure that we don't disturb them.
One other thing, we'll have in-house security. So they all have guard cards now. So we just ask you to please approve this.
Great, thank you. Commissioners, any comments or questions?
I just want to stress, just as you said, the closing is at 2 o'clock in the morning, not 2:05, not 2:15. So just please adhere to that. And it sounds like you are very committed to doing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've worked at karaoke bars where, you know, they tell me last song is at 1:15. We get them all out of there no matter what they say. You know, so at 1:30, you know, I shut everything down, right? And everyone has to be even off the sidewalk, you know, by maybe like 1:45. So, you know, that way if the police drive by, there's nobody standing around outside. So, you know, I know the drill.
Great. Sounds like a good business plan. Thank you.
Any other commissioner comments or questions?
Mm-mm.
All right. Oh, sorry. Commissioner Perez.
Hello. So what's your policy for addressing potential neighbor complaint about sound?
Oh, okay. So, with that one particular neighbor, because he's the only one that could actually hear anything, right? And that was like from the previous owner when they were blasting everything. When Andrew, the inspector, came out, right? You know, I cranked it up to the point that where, you know, in the karaoke rooms that were adjoining, you know, his property. And he told me that he was surprised that, he couldn't hear it that well. So the only way that it would really disturb his sleep is if someone was in there just cranking it up like crazy. So we set a limit where, you know, we have the karaoke amplifiers in the rooms, and only the two large rooms in the back. You know, the other rooms, you know, they when I turn it on, he doesn't hear it at all. So so we have limiters on those things, right? And then we're going to lock the cabinet so the customers can, I mean, they can control it from the TV screen, but, you know, it's limited to where it's set at. He told me I can go up to 11 o'clock. I'm going to set it at 10 o'clock. So if they say it's not loud enough, then I'll push up to 11 o'clock. And that's where I'll go.
All right. And you have...
And he has my phone number. I tell all these guys...
Perfect.
I'm willing to give out my phone number. When I mailed out the outreach letters, I sent out my personal business card. It's good for my business, too, for mortgage, right? So I sent out all the outreach letters with my mortgage business card, and that's my personal cell phone on there. So I encourage anyone, you know, that, hey, you know, if you got a complaint, don't call the cops, call me.
And you have glass window mirrors on the doors,
yes,
people can see in.
It's all transparent. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a button that they can press, you know, all that stuff is all installed.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments or questions? All right, thank you. Is there any public comment on this permit application? If there's public comment, you're welcome to come up to the microphone. And please state your name, and you've got 3 minutes.
My name is Ann Kerr, and I've known John Tam for many decades. He changed my life with karaoke, And you might dismiss that as something minimal, but he's a positive person. He brings it to the table, meaning like, you know, community. I lived in Petrillo Hill, and I went to his weekly karaoke events, but also at another event, I forget the one downtown somewhere, but can't remember what venue that was at, but he's all about positivity. So when you talk about business, like, that's it. Like, we got to do it. We got to keep it going. I grew up in San Jose. My dad worked at IBM. I was a real estate agent. I'm an immigrant. Vietnam. I totally believe in him. So, anyway, that's it. I think we have to do this because if we believe in America of what, like, business and stuff and helping each other out, that's what we're about, I thought. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? And is there any public comment online?
No public comment.
All right. With that, public comment is closed. Is there a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve this permit with staff recommendations.
A second.
All right. Could we have a vote, please?
Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
All righty. Congratulations. Your permit application has been conditionally granted. Please follow up with Deputy Director Azevedo for next steps.
Okay.
And could we have our fifth and final permit application of the evening?
Yes. The final permit on our regular agenda tonight is for a place of entertainment permit for Bodega SF and the Felix, located at 138 Mason Street. Bodega SF is a Vietnamese restaurant at street level, located within the Found Hotel, and the Felix is their speakeasy-style bar that is located downstairs to the restaurant. The POE permit before you tonight is mainly for DJ entertainment at the Felix, but could also include entertainment inside of Bodega SF as well. And they have also requested the ability to host outdoor amplified sound at the front of the business daily from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m., not to exceed 6 hours per day. The owner sent a letter to all of their commercial and residential neighbors, and there was no opposition. Included in your file is a letter of approval from the landlord as well for the permit. SFPD Tenderloin Station had no added conditions, and here to speak with you tonight is the owner, Matthew Ho.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. My name is Matthew Ho. I'm a first generation born in San Francisco. I grew up in the restaurant industry since I was a kid. My family used to have a restaurant over on Eddie and Larkin called Bodega Bistro. So I was kind of working there as high school and college to kind of getting by, helping out where I can. This new restaurant that we are doing now is a reinvention of my family's restaurant. So unfortunately, it closed back in 2017. And I kind of had the opportunity to do it as a pop-up throughout the pandemic. And then we got lucky and found a space where we were able to kind of involve the restaurant a little bit, offer a full bar, and then elevate the service as well. So we do family-style food upstairs, and then we host entertainment at the Felix downstairs. The Felix doubles as a private PDR for us throughout the restaurant as well throughout the week, and then we are looking to do entertainment Thursday to Saturday. Currently, we do have a security team that is fully insured, so it's outsourced. And then we also at the end of the day, I'm really looking to just build up the whole neighborhood in the Tenderloin area and Union Square. Being on 80 and Larkin for so many years, you kind of see the changes. Now we're four blocks away, so I'm just hoping that we can bring more people into the Union Square area and kind of revitalize that area and have where businesses open as well, so consumers feel safe over there, you know, have a place to park, have a place to come in to eat, and just continue to make San Francisco a destination.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, so I have a couple picked up.
All right.
So here we have a photo here. We're working with local artists as well to kind of create a space where they can come and showcase their art and just have a good time, really. So this is Apexer. He is a local artist in San Francisco where he does different murals throughout the city. This is what we would set up to look like a private dining space. So we try to bring in a lot more corporate events downtown as well to all the neighboring businesses, especially in the financial district. It feels like we've kind of lost that after the pandemic. So we've been doing a lot of outreach to try to bring more companies to come in and have great meals and meetings there. And then we've also hosted a live jazz event before. They're all local talent as well, just kind of having a space for everyone to come by and enjoy the space. Unknowingly, our 1 year anniversary is our 415 day. It feels really special for me from being from San Francisco. So we look forward to building that up within the next couple of years.
Great. Any comments or questions from commissioners? Commissioner Perez.
Hello. Is it John, your name?
My name is Matt.
Matt. Sorry. Yeah. Hi, Matt. Thanks for coming in. And also thank you for stepping up and restarting your family's legacy. I know as a minority business owner, it must be very challenging. And so I just want to congratulate you for doing that. Quick question. The business is in the basement, correct?
So I operate both businesses. The restaurant is on the first floor. And then the Felix is on the level below. And it's on a separate entrance.
Okay.
Right next to the
restaurant. Do you have entertainment on both floors?
At the moment, we would like to. Right now, we are only doing entertainment on the bottom floor.
Okay.
It's just for any future events if we want to do something in the daytime, like when there's parades or something or when things are shut down. So.
But your permit is for both locations?
Correct.
Okay. Are there any residents above the first?
So we're on we share the building with the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the hotel is in support of this?
Correct.
All right. Sounds good. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say congratulations for was it a year now that you guys have been open?
Coming on 2 years for the Felix, and the restaurant is coming on 3 years.
Nice, man. I've eaten there before. I love what you guys have done in the neighborhood, and continue to, I wish you the best, and hopefully the Felix and Bodega continue to thrive.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Are there any public comments on this permit application?
We have one hand raised on Zoom.
All right.
So Misha, I'm going to bring you in. All right, Misha, please unmute yourself, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. I really support small businesses. I hate corporations. I love to shop locally and help support my community. But Bodega and the Felix has been really, honestly, an atrocious neighbor. I live in the apartment that overlooks the entrance to the Felix. I am two floors up from it. And on the weekends, my apartment is, I can't do anything that requires talking on the phone because the noise is so, so loud. They do nothing to whoever their hired staff is for controlling their crowds on the sidewalk. They do not do anything to curb the crowd noise, and they actually don't do anything to keep the crowd like distributed enough so that I can pass with my dog that I'm trying to walk several times throughout the night. I just know on the weekends I have to go the other way. Their staff actually seems only interested in trying to shoo me away from my own doorstep while I'm trying to get my keys because they know I'm not a customer. Like, it's really awful. And I would have talked to them before this, but honestly, I was unsure if the Felix was a legitimate business because the only signage is a neon cat. So I did not know who to contact if it was even a legitimate business. I had no way to know if it was related to Bodega until I got this letter taped on my door. It was wild. And so, like, from leaving, from not picking up the drink glasses that their clients leave on our apartment call box that I find in the morning, to, like, cursing and threatening to call the police on people who are just parked at the curb waiting to pick up a friend in our building, like, it's really wild. So I would prefer if they didn't have more permits. Thanks. That's it.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any other public comment?
There's none.
All right. Public comment is closed. Commissioners? Thoughts, comments, motions, staff?
I would like to say to Misha, I believe is the speaker's name, because I did not receive any notification from this individual that there was concern. So I would love to be able to connect them with the business owner if that is something that they're open to doing. So I know that Matt indicated that he was open to speaking with his neighbors, but I can't do that without the neighbor's consent. So Misha, if you're still listening, please do reach out to me, Caitlin Azevedo, and I'd be happy to connect you with Matt. I think that would be helpful.
Great. Thank you. All right, commissioners?
I'd like to make a motion to approve with staff recommendations.
I second.
All righty. Could we have a vote, please?
Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
That passes. Your permit application is conditionally approved. Please follow up with Deputy Director Acevedo for next steps, and congratulations. All righty. The next item on the agenda is agenda item number 7, Commissioner comments and questions.
I'm excited for the summit on May 12th.
Where is it?
49.
Not here.
South Bend.
Not at City Hall.
At what time?
For us, 1:40.
For the public?
For the public, we are, it's the noon.
Yeah, so I can, please do. I've recently been communicating with people about it. So the summit hours are from noon to 4. The noon to 1 will be the resource fair with city departments in the lobby, and then from 1 to 4 will be the presentations in the first floor conference center rooms. And again, the address is 49 South Van Ness.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you. Any other comments from commissioners? All right. Is there any public comment on this item? I always forget this one.
Well, we have Misha's hand raised again.
Right.
No one in the room, right? Okay. All right.
All right, Misha, go ahead.
Just a quick question. One of you, Ms. Acevedo, I think it was, you said to contact you, but how would I do that?
You can find my contact information on the Entertainment Commission's website. If you just Google SF Entertainment Commission under the contact page.
Oh, terrific. Yes. And can you give me your first name? I got your last name, but I didn't catch your first name.
Sure. It's Caitlin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Any other public comment? Okay. Public comment is now closed. And the meeting is adjourned at 7:01 p.m. Thank you, everyone. Sure.